What kinds are there, the people, or what kind do y'all have around your house?
I can't even tell you the name of these out here.
Okay.
Well, cedars.
Okay.
Some kind of ornamental cedars.
Okay.
People grow a lot of around here.
Okay. Are there any kind of cactuses that are found in this area?
Yeah, just the common cactus. They have a lot of cactus out in the Great Divide Country. What is the common name for that cactus we have? I don't know.
That's okay. That's fine. But there are some in this area.
Oh yeah.
Okay. I'm sure this was
some of them bloom yellow and some of them bloom red.
You mean they have a
red flower and a red yellow flower?
Okay.
Oh, they're real pretty.
Okay. I'm sure this was a problem. You probably remember this when you were younger with ranching and stuff. They probably had a big problem with weeds.
Oh, yes.
In your fields. What kind of weeds are a problem?
Oh, cheatgrass, Canadian thistle, Russian thistle, lamb's quarter, redwood, bindweed. And then there's been a lot of them come in. You get more weeds all the time in this area, introduced into this area, white top. And I forget what they call this one weed that's so common now that we didn't used to have. I don't know, the birds carry it in or the...
Yeah.
We blamed it on the sheep men a lot of them.
Blame anything bad on the sheep men, that's
yeah.
Right. Well, you're not alone. I bet I've talked to four or five ranchers who just don't have much to do, much care
for
sheep.
Yeah, we used to have quite a problem with sheep men. Well, the way most of the sheep men in this area got their start was stealing, just plain stealing pasture, just plain thievery.
Mm.
They'd tell these poor old honest dry farmers that they had control of a piece of ground, just bluffing, and they had no more right to it than the dry farmer.
Mm.
And that's the way a lot of them got their, big part of them got their start.
You mentioned dry farming. Do they do any irrigation in this area?
Some, on the river bottoms.
Mm. What would they call an irrigated ditch that they use for irrigation? Would they call it an irrigated ditch, or would they call it a canal?
Irrigation ditch.
Okay. Okay.
Country.
Okay. Tell me the name you mentioned down on the river bottoms. Tell me the names of as many of the rivers or streams or creeks that you can think of that are in this area.
Well, the Yampa River, of course, right down here. And Elk River, and Fortification Creek, Spring Creek. There's a lot of small creeks.
Okay. What's the difference between a river and a creek?
Well, a creek usually real small, and a lot of times you go dry. It's just spring runoff, more or less.
Okay. So a creek would be a stream of water that was dry sometimes, but didn't run all year long?
Or could be, yeah.
Okay, but not always?
Not always.
Not always.
Not
okay.
Always.
They wouldn't have a special name for a wet weather creek, would they?
Live water.
Light water?
Live.
Live water. Okay.
Live water.
Okay, great. That's real helpful. I haven't heard that. A place up in the mountains, or even a place where you have where you maybe go take cattle for them to graze would be called a what?
Grazing permit.
Okay. You ever heard of a meadow?
Oh, yeah.
What is that?